It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Over the past year, lawmakers on the Joint Legislative Audit Committee have ordered performance evaluations of certain state agencies and programs.
From financial monitoring efforts within the State Education Department to a newly released audit on DEI, Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion program spending in the universities of Wisconsin system.
The audits are performed by the nonpartisan Legislative Audit Bureau. The results are beginning to be published.
To talk about the findings, we're joined by Republican State Senator Eric Wimberger of Oconto. He is co-chair of the Joint Legislative Audit Committee and serves on the Joint Finance Committee. State Senator Wimberger, welcome back to Wisconsin Today.
Yeah, thanks for having me again. Glad to talk to you.
Yes, Republican state lawmakers, they have pushed for years to end DEI programs. What did you learn from this audit about DEI activities in Wisconsin's higher ed that is new to you?
Well, I guess the first glaring thing is that no one has ever really defined it on a holistic manner. Each department has their own thing. There's some kind of nebulous concepts. And then on, I don't know, because of politics, a lot of money has been shoved into these activities with no clear purpose. And obviously that's separate from whether they philosophically should be done to begin with, I suppose.
How do you feel about what you're seeing in this audit in terms of what is actionable to you as a state senator?
Sure. It's real difficult. Because they'll hide it in their normal affirmative action policies that have been around since the 70s. So you'll have people who do those things, but then for a quarter time are supposed to do DEI. And this is all related to, at least on the non-UW side, is related to Executive Order 59, specifically on DEI. The UW system has their own DEI policies with the Board of Regents. But it's real hard to pin this down because it's commingled, and the missions are quite separate. If you look at the affirmative action statute, it talks about legacies of past discrimination, but that is not the mission of DEI. The mission of DEI is to make other people feel welcomed, which creates a dynamic that has persisted for a couple of decades now, which is the most extreme. Just say they don't feel a certain way, and then they cajole additional programs, their own things going on. So there's no real end game, and there's no tracking of it, and there's no definitions. It's real tough.
So in a statement, UW President Jay Rothman said the audit numbers are, quote, old and cold, and that for more than a year, the UW has been taking action to reduce and reorient DEI positions toward individual student success. So is this audit evaluating a previous version of the UW that is not reflective today?
Well, I think that's an interesting phrase. I don't know if it's old and cold, but it's the audit does a snapshot in time, obviously. It's not a continuing report. So if you recall, a couple years back was the whole debate over the engineering building and the DEI positions there.
Yeah.
So I guess I wouldn't be totally surprised if there's some inaccuracy because of a continuing effort to comply with that that agreement. Nonetheless, there's more going on, and we can pare it down. It's not like it's for sure, but it's certainly a good starting point to have a discussion.
We can pare it down. What do you mean by that?
Well, perhaps there are some things being done at the UW system that are taking care of the problems that we find out in the DEI report. So this snapshot that comes with an audit, certainly things are dynamic, and I don't think the legislature would overreact. It will certainly work to find out what's going on.
So do you see this audit then as a starting place for lawmakers? How will your legislative audit committee use the results that you see here?
I think that the audit committee is the starting place for a lot of things. We do investigation and oversight to try and find problems or at least investigate things. And if people don't think the thing going on is a problem, I guess you don't do anything about it. But we expose the things going on in government, and we have no really authority beyond that. So other legislators, or perhaps myself, I'd come up with a bill to address something that might be in an audit, in this one or any other audit.
Will you do that?
DEI is a real slippery concept, and I certainly would like to give it a shot, but I think it's too early to say anything more definitive about how I might respond. Obviously, there's budgeting going on right now, so we'll see what we can come up with. But because the concepts are so nebulous and everything is commingled, it will require some hard dissection of what's what with some finite terms and goals.
Looking at this other report that came out, the Legislative Audit Bureau on its findings on DEI activities within the Department of Administration, which monitors and supports the DEI activities of most state agencies. In that report, Secretary Kathy Blumenfeld said in the letter to the Bureau that most of the costs are tied to programming that is not easily separated from the state's legal obligations, nor is it easily separated from other human resource best practices. So what does this particular audit illuminate to you?
Well, I don't think that, just like the UW audit, this is a lot of the same things. I don't think that it can't be separated or figured out. Is there's been a deliberate act to commingle it. So while you, in some ways, you can dissect it, in that there is no particular DEI plan for a department, but there they are sending people on trips, trainings elsewhere that can't, you can figure out how much those things spent. But in other ways, they're taking their normal non-discrimination people, which is great, but then having them work a quarter time on something that isn't related to non-discrimination, really, it's actually a discriminatory policy. And how do you, the auditors basically said, well, if you work a quarter of your time on that by the standard, then we're just going to count your salary, a quarter of your salary, as what the value of that is. But obviously, we're not going to necessarily terminate that person because they're doing things that you do want them to do as well. So how you figure that out by reduction of staff naturally, or just having them do the tasks that they used to do prior to this Executive Order 59, I think is going to be the way to go.
Talking with Republican State Senator Eric Wimberger, co-chair of the Joint Legislative Audit Committee, about recent and upcoming audits that assess the performance and finances of certain state agencies and programs. Turning to an upcoming audit here, a couple of the audits in progress involve Department of Public Instruction, one set to release this spring, examining how the state education department monitors the financial information of schools. What do you want to learn from this investigation?
Oh boy, this one is really crucial to the largest budgetary expense we have. We spend $15 billion, 15% roughly, of our entire budget on K-12 education. And what is the catalyst to this is that for 2 years, Milwaukee Public Schools were not doing their annual required auditing in order to come up with accurate numbers to plug into the school funding formula. So it got to the point where DPI decided to yank $80 million from them, and which was 10% of their budget. And you don't hear about that. You know, I think that's astonishing that a 10% cut in their budget, and no one bats an eye in the public here. But that went on. And so, but in that mix, before they cut the budget by 10%, Milwaukee was induced to pass a $200 million referendum on claims that the schools needed the extra money. So they passed a referendum, a month later, yanked the funding for failure to comply with the method that we use to find out what they need. And that's a terrible situation. So we got to figure out what DPI is up to in coordinating with or holding people, school districts to account to make sure that they're getting accurate data and we're actually giving money to schools in a method that they need it.
Okay. I know this is a newsflash, but we're in the thick of budget rating season. And before we have to let you go, you know, given the level of uncertainty in the federal government and the cuts to agencies and programs by President Trump and DOGE, How will that affect the next budget of Wisconsin?
Well, probably not a whole lot. I mean, they're going to, from what I gather, it's just going to be block grants administered by the state. We administer a whole lot of federal programming, so it's I think it'll all work out just fine. If there's some problem that happens, I mean, people talk about Medicaid cuts and all that. If that were to actually happen, I think we would certainly take action to make sure nothing bad happened to people in Wisconsin. But I really don't foresee that. The biggest problem with the budgeting is the fact that the state Supreme Court changed the rules on how we budget. So we would be very content with giving the executive branch, I don't know, $100 million for this or for that program, and with a caveat that you got to come back to the Finance Committee with a discernible plan, and then we'll approve that plan. The Supreme Court said that was a non-delegation issue in the Constitution, and okay, but in Wisconsin we have the line item veto. So if Governor Evers has that power, if we want to put something specific into the budget, he might line item veto that. So how we lose the power of the purse. And that's going to be a real difficult question. That's going to be the more important budgetary issue, I think, this year.
And just for clarity, as we're out the door here, if you see Medicaid cuts at the federal level, Wisconsin would step in to backfill Medicaid if something happens?
Well, I certainly would advocate for that.
Okay.
I mean, people in need should not have a suffer from that, but I just don't see that. I think it would be just more block grants. But the actual services, if that were to ever come to pass, I think they're just cutting, fraud and abuse. But people are, people are worried when things like this is upsetting the norm. But I certainly would encourage my legislative colleagues to step in and we'd take care of our own here.
Senator Wimberger, good to talk to you. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me again.
Eric Wimberger is a Republican state senator for Wisconsin's 2nd Senate District, covers all of Menominee County, parts of Oconto, Shawano, Outagamie, and Brown counties. He's co-chair of the Joint Legislative Audit Committee, serves on Joint Finance Committee as well.